Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Young MC celebration continues. I defy you to find a single song on Stone Cold Rhymin' that's not a banger. Look at you, you're bobbing your head. I haven't seen a head bob like that since Dr. Dre.
You're right about these songs.
There's something about them.
It's just a cute little rap.
30 years ago today, Young MC released this CD, one of the most banger CDs of all time, papa.
Banger.
Banger of all time, papa. I love it. Should we do headlines here quickly, Solana, so we can get into some stuff that I want to talk about? Here's some headlines with Alejandro Solana.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. I'm glad you called for headlines because I've been meaning to tell you guys that the Marlins play game three.
Thank you. We were curious.
They play game three of their three-game series, Crowder, tonight at 7:05 p.m. in Pittsburgh at PNC Park.
Okay. All right.
7:05, you say?
You got, what is that, 7:05?
Yeah.
All right. 7:05.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay. Now that we have that out of the way, football's back, papa!
Football's back, papa!
Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur. We'll take on the Chicago Bears, 8:20 p.m. on NBC tonight.
All right. I'll be watching.
The Raiders are planning on suspending Antonio Brown. He did not show up to the Raiders facility today.
The comedy going on over there.
Some sort of altercation with GM Mike Mayock. And right now, can't listen to it because we're on air, but John Gruden is addressing the media.
I see him on TV.
I'll get us updated as soon as I can find out what he said. Team USA routed Japan 98-45. In the FIBA World Cup basketball tournament, Hawk.
Somebody texts in, the Tennessee Martin mascot is Shanae. That's funny. Martin. Tennessee Martin. There's the Shanae's.
Ridiculous. Tennessee Martin got a good program.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, they got larger linemen. They got smaller receivers.
So you can speak eloquently about this game.
Yeah, quarterback has a decent arm. Running back, he's a runner.
Anything else, Solana?
Sticking with the NBA, Jimmy Butler. The Miami Heat's newly acquired
you like him, huh?
Small forward. And Tyler Hero, the Miami Heat's 13th overall draft pick, were finally spotted together on a basketball court. And how about this?
People were worried about that they weren't spotted together? Like, what am I missing there?
No, like, I mean, there was like a weird thing.
But you're saying they're finally spotted together. Like, what did we think?
There was like this weird conspiracy theory.
Listen, if I don't see Jimmy Butler and Tyler here, what, that they're the same person?
How'd you know?
Like, they finally were spotted together. Oh, wow. We were all really curious. Why is Tyler Hero and Jimmy Butler avoiding each other? I just don't understand this.
There was a weird conspiracy.
They were finally spotted together. So there you go.
That Jimmy Buckets like disappeared. Like nobody had seen him. Nobody had heard from him. Just scary stuff for the Miami Heat. But how about this? Bill Simmons, notoriously known as a Miami Heat hater.
Yes.
He came out in support, and he said that he likes the Miami Heat this season.
All right. There you go. How about that? What else? Anything?
And finally, on this day in 2016, Freddie Mercury got an asteroid named after him.
Is that so? I did not know that. Somebody texts in, tweets at me, damn, NFL opener or Florida Marlins game. Which one? It is tough. It's the Miami Marlins. That guy is really far behind. You have weather, Solana?
Of course I have weather, Hawk.
Fantastic.
Weather is brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in SoFla, it is 91 degrees and partly cloudy. The wind moving at a swift 14 miles per hour southwest. There's 0 inches of precipitation right now.
Are there 0 inches, huh? Okay. Anything else?
10-mile visibility range.
All
right.
I meant the sponsor.
Visit Hialeah Park Casino every Saturday to win your share of $10,000 in giveaways, drawings all day long. And it's true to enter. Visit HialeahPark.com for more information.
That visibility is for a pilot? There's no direction you can look for 10 miles.
Not for drivers.
Yeah. You can't. Really? You won't see 10 miles anywhere.
So
it's not a 10-mile highway.
That's debatable.
You're saying if you're driving, say, like at, I don't know, Sunrise Boulevard, you got a clear view up to Atlantic Boulevard. Like, you're just, yeah, everything's clear.
If I'm on Kendall and 167th Avenue, I can see Kendall and 107th Avenue
All
as
right.
long as the visibility okay. ranges at around a 10.
All right. Eyes can't go that
Appreciate
far.
The clarification. This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. This is fascinating. So betonline.ag, they did the spread value for every quarterback in the NFL.
Wow.
So if Aaron Rodgers goes down, right, how much does that affect the spread for a Green Bay game? So before the game, obviously not during a game.
Yeah.
So if they announced today that Aaron Rodgers was not going to play tonight, how much do you think the line moves?
6.
7.5 points,
wow.
according to betonline.ag.
That makes
sense. And he's the most valuable. Out of all the quarterbacks in the NFL, Aaron Rodgers, according to Vegas, is the most valuable.
It makes sense because, like, they don't have any top running. But if he goes down, their whole offense is
He's pretty much all their offense.
Yes.
Or, like, an offense like, you know, Kansas City, they've got weapons, but Patrick Mahomes is worth 7 points to that team.
Yes.
Because that would make sense, right? And you got to look at who the backup is as well.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Wilson and Tom Brady are worth 7 points as well to their team. So if Tom Brady wasn't going to play, it would be a 7-point shift in the line.
Makes sense.
Do you want to guess Ryan Fitzpatrick's value? You got to take into account who the backup is and who the weaponry is and whatnot. Ryan Fitzpatrick's value, according to Vegas, the value he would have on a line.
1-0.
You were so close.
There's no such thing as zero.
Zero doesn't move the line. There's actually 3 quarterbacks that are 0.
If they play or not, the game's still the same.
The same.
Come
Andy Dalton,
on.
Case Keenum. Case Keenum makes sense. The backup might be just as good. And the same thing with Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know who the backup is in Cincinnati. But Andy Dalton, Case Keenum, Ryan Fitzpatrick, they move the line 0. Eli Manning.
Oh, whew. Now you got me thinking about the backup with Daniel Jones
right.
playing well in the preseason. Eli has to move it 3.
Eli Manning +1. If he goes down, they actually, the line goes +1 because they think Daniel Jones is a better quarterback in Vegas. He's the only guy on the plus side. He's the only quarterback in the league. Eli Manning, according to betonline.ag, if he goes down, the line actually improves for the New York Giants.
If he goes on IR, the team is better.
If the New York Giants were -5 and they announce he's going to miss Sunday's game, they will become -4. They like
Come
that's,
on,
that's
the Maras came out and said they're going to start Eli no matter what.
I mean, Daniel Jones, you'd think, is probably a better quarterback just based on what you saw in preseason. I mean,
and just watching Eli decline year to year.
Ryan Fitzpatrick, though, 0. They're just nothing. There's nothing going on here.
I could, you know what? It's funny to say, I don't know. I might be crazy. I believe Fitzpatrick is a way better quarterback than Rosen.
Yes, there's no question, but the upside on Josh Rosen
so
is much
greater.
So what
he can be is what they're betting
Because
on.
You haven't seen, right?
Yes, but like the part of not seeing him, I think it's a purpose behind that. Like, you haven't seen him ball because he couldn't ball. He hasn't balled. He was in the NFL. Started 13 games last season.
Time for our college football update, and this college football report is brought to you by FIU Panthers football. Panther Pride is here. Get your season tickets now at 305 FIU Game or visit ticket.fiusports.com. I'll remind you, FIU hosts Western Kentucky this Saturday at Ricardo Silva Stadium. And for the college football update today, I wanted to go away from FIU for a moment and read you a message from the chancellor at Tennessee Martin, the competition for the University of Florida this weekend. Someone you should be embarrassed to be playing the Tennessee Martin Shenanigans. This is what the chancellor writes on the Tennessee Martin website. The University of Tennessee at Martin has been a fixture in the West Tennessee educational landscape since its founding as a private institution in 1900. Again, the educational landscape of Western Tennessee, ladies and gentlemen, Tennessee Martin, the Shenanigans, they are playing Crowder's vaunted Florida Gators. Way to schedule some tough opponents there in game number two.
Listen, they've changed thousands of kids' lives, and they're number one in the Ohio Valley Conference.
You
so they're
should be
there for
embarrassed.
You. Best team in Ohio Valley Conference.
The Ohio Valley Conference, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you understand?
You thought Tuesday night Maction was bad. Wait till you see the teams in the Ohio Valley Conference.
Tennessee Martin could win the Coastal.
Get
what off. Are you talking about?
Stop it. No.
You're in the ACC
no.
Coastal.
No,
you're taking
you're,
shots
no,
at us. The ACC Coastal. Are you kidding me?
Miami. Are you kidding
are you
me?
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me? Miami Hurricanes came out of the box with Florida and UNC. This team is playing Tennessee Martin Shenanigans.
That dominant USC that Butch Davis put under the bus.
This college football report is brought to you by FIU Panthers football. Panther pride is here. I wish the Gators had some pride. They've got none. Panther pride is here. Get your season tickets now at 305 FIU game or visit ticket.fiusports.com. Tennessee Martin. I mean,
that's that much worse than Central Michigan.
Who? What?
Even old Tugboat could start in the Ohio Valley Conference.
Let me handle this one, if you could. Let me handle this one.
The All-American? That's who you're talking about?
I'm talking about
Tugboat. That was your joke? That was your joke, huh?
Right now.
Allow me to handle this one. I thought I had it handled pretty well there.
I got this one, huh?
No. Just take this one off, if you'd be so kind. Omar Kelly is going to join us in the next segment. We'll talk some Dolphins. The hurricane season is here. Look, we don't need to goof around. We all saw what Hurricane Dorian did, and we came very close to experiencing that here in South Florida. And we even had Brett from BNT Impact Windows on this show on Friday talk about preparing your home. My wife and I, we had a whole different experience getting ready for this hurricane than we ever have before, because we've got the PGT custom windows and doors installed throughout our home now, and the home looks better. But I'm telling you, when a hurricane's rolling through and you don't know where it's going, to have those PGT custom windows and doors installed just made us feel confident, and we're very glad that we used BNT Impact Windows and Doors. And I told you yesterday, you know, you don't want to think about the next one, but there's going to be a next one, and next hurricane season there's going to be more. And now's the time to call BNT Impact Windows and Doors so that you can have a more relaxing experience knowing that your house is protected. So you can call them. I don't know if they'll be able to get anything done by the end of this hurricane season, but they can certainly come out to your house, take the measurements, give you an estimate, and you can get things rolling so that for next hurricane season your house is protected. Since we had BNT Impact Windows and Doors, you know, install the PGT custom windows and doors throughout our house, it really is a totally different experience. And if you can make that happen in your home, it is well worth the time and effort. So enough of hearing me talk about them. It's time for you to call BNT Impact Windows and Doors, 954-233-0126. 954-233-0126, or you could check them out online at bntimpactwindows.com. Omar Kelly, he covers the Miami Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. He will join us next on Hockman and Crowder. Another banger from Young MC. Have you heard one bad one today?
I haven't. I'm waiting.
But, I mean, we're at 422.
It is very Dr. Seuss-ish.
Right. It's very bubblegum rap.
Yeah.
But it's catchy.
Got a little beat, got a little something to it.
Crank it up for a second. I think Omar Kelly likes Young MC. He tweeted out earlier, Hawk must have lost his virginity to bust a move the way he raves about that CD. I was 19!
So it's 2 or 3 years later?
Yeah, it was very close. I was really coming into my prime. You son of a gun. I was lobbing it up there for him. No, I lost it to CNC Music Factory, 97. I was married in 97.
Man, congratulations, you held out. That was special.
Young MC, Stone Cold Rhymin', this CD was released 30 years ago today.
That's good beats. Awesome. I lost my virginity to my wife, too. I knew we had something in common, a bond.
Yes, I've been telling my wife that for years. You're the first. The best, baby.
That's how you say it?
The best, baby.
That's a weird foreplay.
You are the best, baby. Omar Kelly, he covers the Miami Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. Omar Kelly, brought to you by Bud Light, official sponsor of the Miami Dolphins this football season. Keep it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly. And here is our official Omar Kelly introduction. Omar Kelly, Omar Kelly, Omar Kelly, Omar Kelly, from the Sun Sentinel, from the Sun Sentinel, from the Sun Sentinel, Sun Sentinel, covers the fins, covers the fins, covers the fins, covers the fins, just got married, doo 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 doo, just got married, doo 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 doo, just got married, doo 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 doo. Sorry.
That's a banger as well.
Oh, my God.
I feel like I'm a little Young MC going on there. All right, here is Omar Kelly from the Sun Sentinel. Hello, O.
What's happening, fellas? How you doing?
Young MC, banger?
See, listen, I believe that Mark lost his virginity to his wife on his wedding night. And I crowded, there's absolutely no chance.
Oh, what are you speaking of, O?
You think I was 27 years old in 1997? He's right. He nailed it.
He's calling me promiscuous. How dare you? I would never.
You were a lady of the night, Crowder. Don't act like you're not.
I would never.
You know what album I lost it to? Vangelis. China. I've played the music for them.
Little weird bells.
Yeah, man. I'm not proud of it. Let me see when Vangelis was released. Hold on a second. I might be impugning myself here.
Oh, huh. We Let's know you weren't see. No, you know, player.
I'm going to disagree with both you fellas. Vangelis, China. That came out. Well, wait a second. That was released in 1979. I was 10 years old. I found it. I don't know when I found it, but I wasn't 10 years old. All right. Omar Kelly covers the Dolphins. Lots going on, obviously, with the Dolphins. We haven't spoken with you in a while. Where do you stand? How do you digest all the things that the Dolphins have done over the last just 5, 6, 7 days?
You know, I was in Africa when majority of it was going down, so I'm watching it from afar, and I, you know, a lot of it surprised me, but didn't surprise me. The Tunsil deal, I knew Clowney didn't really make sense for this team or this organization, but obviously you can tell that Houston was very determined to get Tunsil, and you know, I say this, and this is how I justify that trade. There isn't a single player on this Dolphins team I wouldn't give up 2 first-round picks for. And you know, that's just where it stands. Yes, I had this conversation with players in the locker room yesterday. You know, first round picks are great value, but the whole goal of first round picks, and this is their point, is that you select players in the first round with the hope that you get a franchise player at a position and hope it's a premium position. Now, Laremy Tunsil was a franchise player at a premium position. The question is, did the Dolphins see themselves having a future with Laremy Tunsil? And I have to believe, based on the things that I know, they did not. They were not going to make him the highest paid offensive tackle in the league. And really, for the quarterback that they really want, you need a premier right tackle, not necessarily a premier left tackle. So they did what they needed to do and got great value for Laremy before, you know, the block got hot.
And oh, that first purge, the Cam Wake Tannehill purge. I thought, you know, that was the big one, but this second purge was even bigger than that. Why? Like, explain to me the timing of this second purge of a bunch of their players that were actually starting.
Well, this is a time where, you know, everybody knew the Dolphins were having a fire sale, and it never ended even after the draft. The price just wasn't right for a lot of the players, and I don't think a lot of teams knew that Tunsil was available. Everybody knew that Xavier Howard was available and probably still is available, but, you know, it really came down to this is the time when everybody thinks that they're a Super Bowl contender, including the Houston Texans, and you might overpay for something. I still think there's a possibility that they can trade Rashad Jones at some point during the season. Maybe once half his salary has been paid and some team looks at it and says, oh, Rashad for $7 million for half the year and he's a finishing touch on the defense that can get us to the Super Bowl. You know, hell, Raekwon McMillan is still a guy that I think can be moved because he doesn't fit this defense. Everybody in the NFL knows the Dolphins are having a fire sale. If you want it, come get it. And, you know, interestingly enough, some teams came and got it.
And, oh, you're talking about the older players, and there was reports of this revolt if Laremy Tunsil leaves. When does the revolt start, and when can I get my ticket?
There isn't a revolt, but players are looking at Brian Flores with the side eye at this point because they've run a very hard camp, harder than they have since Tony Sperano, and that's great, all well and good. But the premise was, hey, forget all this tanking talk. We're going to win games. We're going to be competitive, and you put them through all that. You're trying to instill your culture, and then you have a fire sale. You know, not even just a fire sale, but then you start releasing players that are actually good players. Nate Orchard was a starter the day he was cut. The day he was released, Nate Orchard was a starter. Say whatever you want about the fact he's played for three teams in the last year after being cut from Cleveland or that, you know, that he, you know, he basically, you know, couldn't help you on special teams. But he was your top pass rusher on this team. And you only have one other pass rusher on this team, which is Charles Harris. And I'm not counting Jerome Baker as a pass rusher, even though he's going to be a blitzer. I'm talking about a guy who can take on a tackle one-on-one, beat him, get him, turn the corner, and get to the quarterback. You've got one left on this team, and that's Charles Harris. And Nate Orchard honestly was a better pass rusher than Charles Harris. And then you cut him. So players are looking at the situation like, yo, we're not trying to win. They were clearly not trying to win. So what are we doing here?
Omar Kelly from the Sun Sentinel.
There are a lot of players who want out.
Is with us.
And I'll be very clear and direct about that. There are a lot of players who do not want to be here right now.
But do you think Chris Greer and Brian Flores have made missteps while doing all this? Or like, hey, this needed to be done. And if you don't want to be part of it, we understand. But we have to field a team. Like, do you think they've done it wrong?
I can't really say that they've done it wrong because ultimately, if this gets you to Tua, I think that you've won. You have a victory. Every loss should be celebrated, unfortunately. But I will say this. The one thing that Chris Greer, and I will hold him accountable for this, the one thing Chris Greer said in the offseason that they are going to do in year one of this rebuild, purge, whatever you want to call it, the tank special, is we're going to build from the trenches out. We're going to reinforce our lines. And if you look at the offense and you look at the defensive line, they are the weakest units on both sides of the team. So how can you say, I'm going to do X, and then X is the worst thing that you have on your entire roster? Like, something's not computing. Something's gone wrong. And, yeah, you fired your offensive line coach, but personnel-wise, you don't have enough personnel. I mean, we're talking about Jesse Davis, who was struggling at right tackle, being asked to play left tackle on Sunday. Like, and this isn't like, oh, we think he'll do fine. No, this is out of necessity. Like, you never had a backup left tackle the whole training camp. Like, how could that be? And so, you know, Laremy Tunsil was the one player on this team that was irreplaceable. And now you have to replace him. Somebody's at fault for that. And I understand that you get Christian Wilkins and, you know, you got big faith in Godchild, but cutting Tank Carradine doesn't really make sense because you got no edge setters. You have – last year you were horrible at setting the edges. You're pretty decent during the exhibition season. And right now, as the season stands, going into the season opener against the most physical team in the NFL, you've got no edge setters. So what's going to happen?
They're going to run outside, though. I can answer that question
for miles. For miles and miles.
You ain't got an edge? I'm going to hit that edge. There's no edge over there. Let me hit it. Oh, to the point about the defense and the lines, and how do we assess this coaching staff? Will we know after these 16 games, do we have the right guy? Like, how do we assess this coaching staff?
We're not going to know because they don't – you know, I used to say when I talked to you guys back during training camp days, I said, okay, they're all right front line, but when they start to take on injuries, this team is going to leak. And right now, you've done it to yourself. You're leaking now. You've decimated your roster to the point where you can't even – like I counted it yesterday. There are probably 20 players on this team that and another team might want, NFL players. So – you know, it's hard to assess this team, but I think, to me, the ultimate goal for Brian Flores is this team can't quit. They can't tune him out. Yeah, even if they tune him out, he's probably going to purge the roster once again next offseason, so he'll get a restart. But, you know, once teams tune you out, there becomes a certain point of no return where they don't believe you anymore because you're fraudulent. And I think, you know, this is already strike one to them. And they could say whatever they want, but nobody believes in what you're doing in that org, in that building, from a player standpoint. Like, they hear you, but you've sabotaged our team before we even kicked off game one. And they know that. That's not debatable. So, yeah, they can put out a spirited effort, and I think they have a realistic chance to win against the Ravens because – you know, I do think they have a realistic chance because, one, they're fully healthy right now. You know, Devontae Parker's out there running. He can have a little Fitz magic with Fitzpatrick. You know, you got Albert Wilson. You got Kenyon Drake, who's been rested for the last 3 weeks. But lo and behold, you know, you also have the heat and humidity of South Florida that's the team's inabilities to tackle in a real game. You know, things can go – if there's any game to pick them to win, yeah, it could be this game, and, you know, based on the fact that you're at home. But, you know, ultimately it's going to come down to can you protect the quarterback, and the Ravens can't pass rush right now. So, you know, that plays into your favor, and we'll see how it goes from there.
Omar Kelly, read his work in the Sun Sentinel, sunsentinel.com. Follow him on Twitter as well. Thank you, O.
All right, guys.
Always enjoy talking some Dolphins. That's the second time we've heard today that the Dolphins could beat the Ravens. What world am I living in?
I don't know, man.
What am I missing here?
The trenches. Like, don't leave there. I don't know how Fitzpatrick stands up for four quarters.
Yeah, and then I feel like Lamar Jackson, okay, maybe he's not the best passer. I feel like he could run for a mile. How many yards are in a mile?
5,280 divided by 3.
So, like, somewhere over...
Isn't it that? Something like that? 5,280
feet. I honestly have no idea. You could have told me 20, and you could have told me 20,000. I honestly have no idea.
I think there's 1,760 yards in a mile.
1,760 yards in a mile. So I think that Lamar Jackson will have over 1 mile running against the Miami Dolphins.
With Jerome Baker back there? Are you kidding me?
You're right. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
I don't know why I thought it.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
We did that for about 6 months straight on this show. Are you kidding me?
You ran me hot today with that UF slander.
Tennessee Martin. Are you kidding me?
ACC Coastal. Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me? Tennessee Martin. The fighting shenanigans.
We're kidding each other.
Head coach is Bruh Man from the fifth floor.
He calls a hell of a defense, though.
Tennessee Martin.
Y'all got to get to Lou Back Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet. If you're in market for a new car, go see my good friend Eric Nunez. This amazing dealership has an award-winning line of cars and trucks, an award-winning staff, a great owner. Guys, go see the people at Loop Back Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet. This is where other dealers go when they want to buy their personal cars. They go to their dealerships and try to sell cars. When they want to get their own family a car, they come to Loop Back Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet. Loop Back Road will save you thousands over any other dealership in the nation, and they're your Silverado headquarters. You got to find new roads, but don't overpay. Get incredible deals all month long, less than all the other dealers around the nation, like I told you. Why would you go anywhere else? You have to go holler at my friend Eric Nunez. He has an award-winning team as well. They just have it figured out down at Loop Back Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet, conveniently located off 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway. Y'all gotta trust me. Eric has hooked up me. He's hooked up a bunch of my friends. He will watch out for you. 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway and online at CoconutCreekChevrolet.com. Loop Back Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet. Find new roads.
We have not forgotten about University of Miami and UNC. Haven't talked about them much, but in about 20 minutes, Don Bailey Jr., a segment guaranteed to make you laugh. Just 20 minutes from now on Hockman and Crowder. Another banger from Young MC.
I'm shoving off like an ocean liner. No one can rock the microphone finer.
Yeah, come on. Come on. You think you found the dud?
It might be a B minus.
I mean, it's not an A. I'll give you that. You don't like it, Solana?
This was one of the ones putting in. I'm like, oh, boy.
Bro, what are we, 3 hours in?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it took 3 hours to find one. I think we found it, though.
Ironically, the name of the song is Pick Up the Pace.
If you smile and yell, at us.
I feel it works at home.
It's
a tougher audience than my kid and wife. We don't want to watch this show. All right.
They figured you out. They let you get away with it.
No doubt about that. 30th anniversary of Young MC's Stone Cold Rhymin'. That is a banger CD. I don't care what anybody says. Pick up the pace.
It's the subject matter.
This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Don Bailey Jr., he's the radio analyst for the Miami Hurricanes Radio Network. He is going to join us in about 15 minutes. And for those of you that are new to the program, new to the Hockman and Crowder simulcast experience, DBJ joins us every week. We talk a little Canes football, but we give him, most importantly, some funny lines to throw into the broadcast, wherever he could work them in.
Yes.
Randy Moeller used to do this with the Florida Panthers games, and he stopped doing the radio broadcast, and DBJ said, I would like to pick up the mantle. And he's done a fantastic job. And the Florida game a couple Saturdays ago, we learned from Joe Zagacki. Remember, Joe Zagacki came to the studio, told us that DBJ had more calls lined up for that game, and he got angry at some point, and he knocked all the papers away in front of him, and he was never able to find the sheet
and
again.
It flew out of the window.
Flew out of the press box window.
And the fans wouldn't give it back to him.
And so here are the two calls that DBJ left us with. What's the first one? Is the first one Kenny Rogers, Solana?
Yeah, it's Kenny Rogers, the Gambler.
Okay, so we asked him to work in the lyrics to Kenny Rogers, the Gambler. He did so flawlessly.
DJ Dallas in the Wildcat. Martell to the right side. Dallas brings Martell in motion. Fakes it to him and runs over the left side. Slithers to the 45. Breaks a tackle. Spins out of another one. There goes Dallas. A straight line toward the end zone. At the 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Miami! 50 yards for DJ Dallas. They're going wild in Orlando. Miami with a quick six. Hurricane 17. Florida. Rather, Miami 19. Florida 17. 14-15 from the finish line.
Florida sends the pressure. Miami takes advantage of it. Sometimes you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, and know when to run.
Well, he sure knew when to run.
And he did.
The extra point by Bubba Baxter is good. And Miami is back on top.
We'll give him an A on that one, right?
That was good.
We'll give him an A on that one. This is so that was play just the song lyrics there.
Sometimes you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, and know when to run.
It was good. It was very good. The other one that he did was Solana had this benchmark feature on our show called We Got Action.
Had? You said it past tense. Is it gone?
Jack. He did it like for 3 weeks and, I mean, hammered it into our heads enough that we gave the line to DBJ and then he never did it again. We should probably have DBJ throw in a papa. I mean, that seems
at
to be
at some point. Right?
Yeah, that seems to be ubiquitous with the show.
I like it.
But he did We Got Action, Jack. During the broadcast.
From the 16-yard line on Miami. Williams, a bubble screen to the left side. Thomas hits a block. He's got room at the 20. Catch the right 25. Spins out of a tackle at the 30. Thomas, far sidelines, first down to the 31-yard line. He gets 17 yards and a Miami first down.
Three wide receivers to the top of the field, all in open space. There was downfield blocking. Miami's Harley and Osborne knocked the Gators secondary off their feet. We got action.
Williams.
Yeah, see, Joe Zagacki stepped on him because DBJ didn't tell him there was going to be a long pause. We got action. Jack.
We got action.
Williams.
Yeah, see, DBJ tried to keep it true to the show.
He did.
He really did. So anyway, he's going to join us in the next segment, and we have got, like, wait till you hear the stuff that we have for him. He doesn't know, obviously, but they play UNC, so we found some famous alumni from UNC. Or is it alumnus?
Alumnus.
We found some famous alumnus from UNC and took maybe their most notable lines, and we'll see if he can troll the Tar Heels by putting that into the broadcast. So, and then we've got Bad Bunny. I mean, we've got to give him Bad Bunny, right? That's
Bad Bunny.
Yeah, I mean, if he doesn't do that at some point this season, we have failed as broadcasters.
You got to tell him that's number one. She don't need anything. Tickle me.
So Don Bailey Jr., we're going to talk some Miami Hurricanes here with him in a moment.
Football season's here. You're going to watch that UNC game. You're going up there to tailgate. Whatever you got going, Publix is your place. The king of tailgate will come from Publix. Football season is that special occasion. And for this football season, Publix brought out something special. The new Miami Dolphin Pub Sub. I had it, 3 days ago. It's delicious. Crispy chicken tenders, Boar's Head bacon, crisp lettuce, tomatoes, cheddar cheese, and topped off with tasty garlic parmesan sauce. It is delicious. Set off any tailgate, but Publix is the king of tailgates. Official supermarket of the Miami Dolphins. Everything they have, the platters, all the deli stuff, the chicken wings, the chicken, the rotisseries. You have all the cold cuts. You have all the subs. You have that Miami Dolphin Pub Sub, which is delicious. Beers, drinks, snacks, chips, sides, everything you need, guys. Publix is your tailgating place. You're tailgating heaven right at Publix. And busy moms, busy dads, I love this. You're busy all weekend. I'm busy all weekend. But I want to tailgate. I want to enjoy the game. I want to go to some watch parties. Publix will deliver. Go to Publix.com/Dolphin Subs. You can get your order in. You can get it delivered so you can still enjoy the family, enjoy the weekend, but also have your tailgating and be the king of the tailgate. Find all your tailgating needs at Publix, where shopping is a pleasure.
Talk a little Hurricanes football next on Hockman and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.